I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The government and rebels have been fighting for years in Colombia. Guerrillas have been responsible for kidnappings, killings, attacks, and other atrocities, all in four decades of violence. Now, God is moving in the ranks. Founder of Book of Hope International, Bob Hoskins.
A pastor made some contact with the rebel groups and actually led one of the rebel leaders to the Lord, and he invited him to come back into the rebel-held territory. And God just worked miracles for him.
Next, over 580 pastors recently attended a Global Advance Frontline Shepherds Conference in drought-ravaged Kenya. When Global Advance team leaders saw its effect on the region, they challenged pastors to pray together. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says as they did, the heavens opened and it began to rain. In answer to what's next, Shibley says,
we are going to continually send teams in to encourage and train and minister to the leaders that we've established relationships with all over Kenya and Tanzania. And we want to continually bring encouragement, bring resources, bring training to pastors, church leaders, and business leaders.
And the church in China is the largest body of persecuted believers in the world, numbering more than 60 million. Open Doors has launched China 2006, an initiative to supply God's word to these suffering believers. The goal of the project is to provide more than 2 million Bibles and resource items to pastors, church leaders, children, and believers who desire greater biblical understanding but are limited in their resources. Go to our website to find out how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.